This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A letter sent recently to Department of Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta expressing disappointment over the lawsuit brought by his agency against Sukuma Brothers Farms is intended to be a wake-up call. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says they also want to educate farmers who may not be aware of the anti-farming messages broadcast on Seattle media.
They're not aware of what anti-farm groups such as Community to Community and Puget Sound Keepers and Western Environmental Law Center are doing to try to turn our public policy against farmers by appealing to the people in our city.
Barron says the letter is a not-so-subtle nudge.
We're hoping that the Secretary will take notice and that the Department of Labor will be on notice that we're watching, that we're not going to allow the kind of abuse of farmers that occurred within the EPA with the What's Upstream campaign. And that's really one of our jobs, is to be a watchdog of our regulatory agencies and to bring public attention when we believe there's abuse of farmers happening by these regulators.
Barron says they want to spread the truth.
An important part of the job is informing farmers as to why this kind of public outreach and communicating to the people in the cities and trying to do something about this urban-rural divide is so important for their future.
Barron says they've also launched the website farmworkerjusticenow.org, aimed at protecting opportunities for guest workers and countering false accusations.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.